Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, please
dun,
don't
dun,
sing
dun.
That song.
I love that song.
I like it when it's played by the real musicians, but not when you sing it. You need
okay. Well, it's not don't like words.
Don't quit your day it's job and go into singing. I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
It didn't start yet, did it?
Yes, it did.
Oh,
hey,
geez.
Hey, everybody. It's okay. It'll be outtakes, sweetie. Outtakes. That's what they're there for.
I didn't know the camera was
anyway, I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here for Berg Vivant, and we are reviewing Madagascar from Quantum Theater. I have to say it like that. Madagascar.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You did.
It's fun. It's a fun. It's a place. But it doesn't take place in Madagascar.
No,
but we want to talk about Quantum Theater, the production company that did Madagascar.
Okay. Yeah, they're such an interesting company because they don't have a physical theater where they perform. They call it environmental theater.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're just like caravans of gypsies, I thought.
And they perform. It was interesting. Here's what they do, which I thought was wonderful.
What do they do?
For their subscribers and for press, during Tech Week, they invite people in to watch a part of the rehearsal.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, I heard about that.
He was late. He missed it.
I missed.
But it was very interesting because they gave you a background about the set. Sheila McKenna, the director, who's
Sheila McKenna, the director.
A fabulous director, fabulous actress.
Mm-hmm.
The head of the theater department at Point Park, very accomplished woman, sat and talked with those of us that were on time.
Those of us that were on time.
And explained some things about the play and about the theater and about why they chose, for this particular play, why they chose the venue that they did.
The last show I saw before this was some burger joint in Waterworks.
And they have performed in an empty swimming pool.
An empty swimming pool. I didn't see that show.
A grove of trees.
A grove of trees.
I saw.
They could be anywhere, people.
Could be
anywhere. Careful, you might end up in a quantum production. Might be in your living room.
Only if you're an equity actor will you end up in a quantum production. High quality productions.
Oh, it was a very high quality production.
As we went in, what was interesting to me, I heard about the set from Sheila.
The director?
The director before...
Before
when you weren't there.
Oh, that part where I still missed.
It was in
yes,
the Carlisle downtown.
The Carlisle downtown, yes. Oh, sorry.
Do I have an echo in here?
Do you have an echo in here? No, go on.
It used to be a bank headquarters, an old bank. I think it was a Union Bank, if I'm not mistaken.
Big Ionic. Ionic?
Marble columns.
Columns.
I think Ionic are Greek, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe they were Greek columns.
Big ass columns.
But the marble itself, now you have, yeah, the marble itself came from Italy.
Oh, which is where the show took place.
The play took place in Rome.
In a hotel room off the Spanish Steps.
And
picture it. Italy. 5 years ago. Oh, sorry.
Last week.
And yesterday.
Time periods.
Oh, that's the truth. Here's the deal.
I want to tell about those columns.
Oh, the columns.
The reason
you
being...
You write a whole column about the columns.
No, the reason being, yeah. I thought this was very interesting. These columns were from a closed down quarry that had been closed down since antiquity, and it reopened in 1905, and those columns were mined in 1905, and what was to me that was so fascinating about that is that they kept talking about antiquity and antiquities in the play, and those columns were
So it was a little slice of realism.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just thought that needed to be mentioned. And the set was, I thought, really cool because you felt like you were on a street in Rome. They covered all the windows with this hand-crinkled fabric.
Yes.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards. And they crinkled it in cornstarch to give it that old
real crinkly
effect.
Look.
It was a work of art. Right. But you could hear the traffic a little bit outside.
Little bit.
And if you've ever been to Rome, no matter where your hotel is, that's what you hear all night long, is the traffic.
True.
So much about the set and the theater, now the play.
The play is set in three time periods. It is basically three monologues from three different characters in that same hotel room in three different time periods.
Except that it is a monologue play, but it doesn't feel like it because sometimes they're on stage concurrently
delivering, and
occasionally there's a little bit, have an exchange, but they're kind of connected and they keep jumping.
Here's two things I feel I have to say about the play. It's a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, total mystery.
You know.
Total mystery.
And matter of fact, sometimes you're sitting there and you think you have a little piece of sky, but oh, no, that's a bird. But it all comes together in the end.
And it was just, you said riveting.
Riveting.
I would say there was no way that after about the first 5 minutes, there was no way that anyone in that audience could have their attention wander for any reason.
Oh, there wasn't even a cough, as you pointed out.
It's the middle
of winter, and not one person even sniffled or coughed. We were all mesmerized.
Yeah, and there was you could feel that I wasn't watching the audience. Of course, I was totally involved in the play, and to be so close.
Well,
the way they built the set, you were so close to the actors.
We were close.
It was wonderful.
We were really close to each other, too. Tight space. But anyway, J.T. Rogers, the playwright,
mm-hmm.
J.T. Rogers wrote a compelling play, and it was performed by three very fantastic performers. Yes, it was Larry John Myers,
yes. He's a Pittsburgh favorite.
Pittsburgh favorite, yes.
I can see why.
Yes, very much so.
He's very likable. He's
well,
the man
it's interesting
next
because
door. You know,
the
he
character
just
does not start off as likable, I don't think, but he grew on me, and I think it was his performance. I don't know if somebody else could have done that performance and brought out the likability of that character as much as Larry did. So yes. And then Helfrich.
Melinda
Helfrich.
A former Pittsburgher who now lives in L.A.
Yeah.
And she was the young ingenue,
the
daughter.
Can we say daughter?
Okay, of course we can.
I don't know how much we're getting. Spoilers, sweetie. I never
don't
know.
Think so. That
hey,
was very
this is
obvious.
The point in the show where I say, spoilers, sweetie.
No.
Spoilers.
No, it's a mother and daughter and another man who has a relationship, a connection with them.
Yes.
And then there are two other characters that we never see.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Gideon Paul.
The dad and the son. Okay, right. Oh, okay. Yes, two. And then
but
we have to point out...
But their presence is very much known.
Right. We pensioned two actors. We skipped over one.
My favorite one.
I know. How can I? Helena Ruotti. Say that five times fast. Helena Ruotti.
Whose career I've been following for probably...
Boy, has she ever!
20-some years. If she's in a production, I go to see it because I know I'm going to see a top-notch actor who never phones in her performance, always gives
it. How long ago was Masterclass?
Oh, gosh. Masterclass was probably around 98, but I was following her before that.
Oh, okay. But in 98, you wrote her a fan letter. She wrote her a fan letter. So, yes. Which we found out this very week that Helena has kept that fan letter, which is awesome.
touched my heart.
Oh, I she almost cried. It was sickeningly sweet and beautiful at the same time.
And the other thing I wanted to mention about the play is that the words were so poetic and the writing was so lyrical that the actors, Sheila McKenna said this, the actors had to make sure that they carried the story so that the audience didn't get carried away by the beautiful lyrical words.
I could see that happening because there was a couple of times I was transfixed. Transfixed, sweetie. So really, what you got to do is you have to go to the Carlisle Hotel.
No, it's a condominium now.
Oh, okay. Fourth and Wood.
But there was one other thing I wanted to say.
Okay, what?
There's something nice that the Quantum does that I don't know of too many other theaters that do it. Opening night, they have a little reception afterwards where the actors and the director stay and speak with the people who are in attendance.
And the champagne was fantastic.
Oh, ooh. I thought the chance to talk with the actors was
just
remarkable.
Too.
I loved that too.
Champagne, though.
Okay.
Madagascar, the Carlisle condominiums, Fourth and Wood, downtown. It's an adventure just finding the thing. Go check it out and see a fantastic play that Quantum Theater is doing. Madagascar!
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.